We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This coronavirus situation, is it something we need to be thinking about as it pertains to spring break travel?
Well, Chris, I think coronavirus and planning your spring break travel, you know, it's kind of top of mind of everybody now. I think one of the things is, you know, making sure that, you know, we're all safe and we don't get sick, and also dealing with the cancellations and the rerouting that the airlines, the hotels, and the cruise ship companies have had to do because of the spread of the disease.
Have we seen anything from the airlines? Have they looked at changing any of their cancellation policies, or is it too early in the game for that?
Well, we've seen the airlines obviously cancel the flights, especially into China and other Asian airports. But this week also, JetBlue announced that they would waive change fees in the next couple of weeks. I think one of the things that we're starting to see, and we actually have seen a little bit on GoFlyMore.com, is the demand for flights have gone down a bit. For example, for us, it's gone down about 12% in the past 2 weeks, already coming down for the past 4 weeks, around 32%. So the demand for tickets and searches for them has come down dramatically. So I think that the airlines are starting to see that a little bit more, and they're responding by being a little bit more flexible, and JetBlue taking the first step by giving people 2 weeks to be able to change their flights without any fees.
Billy, does that include a dent in domestic bookings?
Yeah, and I mean, think about it. JetBlue does not fly, obviously, to Asia. So, you know, they fly within the Americas. So, you know, we're starting to see that dent here. I think people are being a little bit more cautious. What we are seeing is searches are down a little bit, but bookings themselves are not down as much as I thought that they would be by now. So people are searching less, but they're actually buying tickets. So the planes are still full. People are still traveling, but I think that what we're seeing, the pattern is they're being a bit more cautious in how they're purchasing their flights.
Is this one of those situations where we should possibly look at travel insurance, Billy, if we're going somewhere?
Well, I think it depends on the type of travel insurance that you purchase, both for airline and especially for cruises. You know, one of the things that airlines and cruise companies and hotels have done when there's issues like this, they've been able to waive their cancellation fees or their change fees. So I would weigh that into what you're doing. Usually travel insurance is more for incidents and accidents that happen that prevent you from traveling. So when something happens to your house, or, you know, there's an emergency in the family and things of that sort. So before you buy travel insurance, make sure you read all the terms and conditions, because they all vary. But one of the things that I would do is just plan for the right thing to do for your family. Look for places that, you know, there's no cases of coronavirus if you want to travel. Or actually maybe delay your flights for about a month or so, just to make sure that you feel safe where you're going and where you're taking your family.
Who knows what this story is going to look like in 2 weeks and especially 2 months, but are there some concerns starting to emerge that this could really put a damper on the summer travel season?
Well, I think it's going to not only put a damper in the travel summer season, for destinations. But I think throughout the year for the airlines and for the cruise companies, you're going to see them losing a bit of money. You're starting to see that, and one of the telltale signs is when fuel prices go down. More than 230,000 flights have been canceled since the coronavirus started and created cancellations, especially in Asia. So fuel prices are going down. So I think that's an indicator that that's going to be a little bit challenging for airlines, for hotels, for destinations this summer, and maybe even flow into the fall travel season too.
And I'm guessing, we talk about how like the financial markets, for example, don't like uncertainty. I'm sure this uncertainty is not very welcome in the travel industry either.
No, it's not welcome at all having this type of uncertainty, not knowing what's going to happen. I think what the airlines especially are doing, they're trying to be proactive, trying to encourage people to book. And we have not seen a sharp increase or even a decrease in prices yet. In past opportunities when demand has dropped, as it's dropping now, sometimes the airlines drop their prices. So they've maintained their prices. People are still, like I said earlier, people are still buying tickets. But we're not sure what's going to happen in the next couple of weeks as the coronavirus situation progresses.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.